Let's get it.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is Pastor Michael Mafuro to ask our pastor. He is going to be our pastor. We'll be asking Pastor Mafuro. Good afternoon. Welcome to. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Pastor. How are you? Can you hear me clearly?
No, I'm okay, Pastor. The only problem is when I speak to you, there is a noise there. I don't know what's causing it, but your voice sounds somewhat audible. Our question for today, Pastor, is why did God not make man's private parts already circumcised? Why ask them to go through the process of circumcision?
Okay, thank you very much. Well, today's question is quite an interesting one, and I must say I had a little bit of trouble when I got it first. But anyway, this whole issue of circumcision hinges under the theme or under the topic of choice. It is what it represents versus what it is. Now, if God would have asked us to have would have created us circumcised already, what that means is that God would have made a decision for us because of what circumcision represents. So maybe the question should be, what does circumcision represent and why? Then, having understood that, then we then ask the question, why do we then have to do it, or did we have to do it, or did Israel have to do it? Why didn't he just make the circumcision already just like that? So on the first part, it is what it represented for Israel, mainly so that God could let them make the choice to be in a covenant with him.
Are you still there, Pastor?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Did you hear?
So yes, so you were saying that's the first part. What are the other parts?
Okay, so still on that point, and also maybe to build up on that, when man was created by God, there are many other things that God would have given him a choice over, and that is part of it was that he should eat or not to eat. But then why then doesn't God give the heart to say, you know, he shouldn't eat completely? See, we serve a God who is more inclined in having a relationship versus him being a God who is a super boss. So the whole issue hinges in the fact that do we want to be in a relationship with him or not?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. However, with the children that were to be circumcised at the 8 days of age, they have no choice. So the argument of suggesting that they were being given a choice doesn't really follow there, because the children were not given a choice. It is the choice of the parents, not the choice of the one being circumcised, isn't it?
Well, yes. When we're looking at the issue of kids, them being circumcised, do you remember if you go back to the very initial times when God introduced the whole issue of circumcision to Abraham, if you remember that well, the main thing was mainly for signs that they had a covenant with God. And remember, he says that this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. So it is Abraham who is making that the seed, which is him, with his seed, his children, after him. They were going to be in this covenant. And then that's when the instruction comes, every male child was supposed to be circumcised. So this act, it acted as an outward physical sign of the covenant between God and his people. And so that sign was to be carried from one parent to the other. From one parent to the child. And therefore, when he made the decision to have his children be circumcised, when the kids are born, it is the faith of our fathers which sustained the kids. From that moment, when they grew up, they would ask questions. Why is it probably we are different from the rest of the other people in the fact that we are circumcised? Then the father will explain to the child, that the reason why you are circumcised is because you are unique, you're peculiar, you're different from the rest because you belong to God. That aspect gave an Israelite child a sense of dignity to know who they are. If I would come closer to our religions, or rather, I mean, to our cultures, you do have cultures where when kids are born, I don't know the English word for this one, but, right? They would cover you. I don't know the proper English word for that. Okay. And then when they would cut your flesh, the child doesn't have a say when the flesh is cut either on the face or on the chest or whichever part. But they grow up knowing that this is a mark that shows who I am. It's a mark of whose I am, where I belong. And trust you me, most of the people, they are proud to have those marks because they prove that they belong to a particular tribe or clan. In the same manner, to the Jews, it was in that accord that when the children grew up, they understood that the custom was done to prove that they belonged to God, that they belonged to a peculiar generation, which was a royal priesthood, which was mainly set apart for the children, only the children of God and no one else. So it was a mark of pride for most of them.
So the parents would get into a covenant with God on behalf of the children, and the children would be the ones to bear the mark?
Not the children. Remember, the parents also bear the mark, which they also got from their own parents as well. Think of it in this way. When a child is born and the child is told that you are a Lupondwana, that's your surname, I've never heard a child that protests and says, why am I a Lupondwana? Why are you giving me that? I want my own. You grow up knowing that that's who you are. And it gives you a sense of pride and identity. And as you grow up grounded in that fact that this is who I am, it gave you a sense of belonging and gave you a sense of direction. Because now that you know who you are, you will then know the mandate and the reason why you existed on earth. In the same manner, circumcision gave the Jews a pride of some sort that proved to them that they were peculiar from the rest of the nation. That aspect on its own gave them a form of identity that they belonged to God. And as time would go on, it would always remind them that they were children of God and that they were not strangers before their heavenly Father.
Pastor Michael Maforo, thank you very much for answering our question. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, and bye.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.